Today is April 18th. Pastor is saying to us, establishing the truth. Our opening scripture comes from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. The Greek word translated knowledge in the scripture above is epignosis. It means full, exact, or precise knowledge. God wants all men to be saved and to come to the full, exact, or precise knowledge of the truth. If this weren't possible, He wouldn't have said so. This is His desire. It's also the reason He set ministers and ministries in place as gifts to the church. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. God wants you built up and established in the Word until you come to such a high level of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, mature and fully grown in the Lord. As you develop in Christ and in the things of the Spirit, and as you increase in the revelation knowledge of the Word, you are able to tame circumstances and live above the elements of this world. When you have precise knowledge of the truth about Christ, and what He's done for you and in you, your life will be an endless stream of peace, joy, and victories. Get to know the truth. For example, Psalm chapter 87, verse 3 says, "Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God." Then in Psalm chapter 50, verse 2, the Bible says, "Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined." Hallelujah. God shines through you. Not cancer, diabetes, kidney failure, poverty, or any of the negativities of this world. You are the perfection of beauty. When you stand in front of the mirror, look at yourself and say, "I know who I am. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. My life is for the glory of God because Christ lives in me." Be established in these truths. Hallelujah. Please say this prayer with me. Dear Father, I thank you for granting me absolute and exact knowledge of your word, far removed from assumptions, doubts, and uncertainties. I function by the spirit of wisdom and knowledge in all my endeavors, fruitful in every good work. Christ is the glory of my life, and by His grace, I reign triumphantly every day. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, and Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. For the one-year Bible reading plan, please read Luke chapter 17, verses 1 to 19, and 1 Samuel chapters 3 to 7. For the two-year Bible reading plan, please read Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 8, and Psalm chapter 119, verses 145 to 160.
Thank you for listening today. We trust you have been blessed. For more information about the Rhapsody of Realities and our other materials, please visit www.loveworldpublishing.com or give us a call on +44 1708 556 604. God bless you.